like an intro or?
No, dude, we're not doing anything, guys. Right now, it's been a while since we've been back. This is Jesters and Jerks, Clay, Mikey, Will, and Tyler. What's going on, guys? It's been a long time.
You forgot about Tyler.
I said Tyler.
Wait, look at that. No. He was like, and I had to look at the name. Oh, there
he is. I did. I had to look at the name, man. It's been
a dramatic pause. What can you say? But
it's always the dramatic pause. So what's going on, guys? It's been a long time.
It really has been.
My foot hurts a little bit.
I know. I heard you getting your roof done. You stepped on some nails.
Yeah. That fucking sucked. Oh,
hey,
all right.
Step on them.
Hey, it wasn't entirely my fault. Well, it was my fault.
Yeah, it was your fault.
It was. All right, I was cleaning my pool, right? And I walked over to I was walking back and forth between the filter, and I was specifically avoiding the grass because I knew there was probably nails in there. Even though they came in with a magnet, tried to pick them up. I knew there was still a chance there was going to be a nail. So I was trying to avoid it, and I stepped off of the platform of like a little concrete block, and I stepped off that a little bit, and it pierced the side of my foot. So it's kind of a, yeah, I suppose it was a little reckless, but I was trying not to, and I ended up doing it anyway. But...
So did mommy kiss your boo-boo?
No, she freaked out. I like limped back to the door and, hey, I stepped on a nail. And she's like, what? And she's like, ringing the groceries. Like, stop. And I'm like, yeah, look, it's right here. It's like, oh, all right, she finished doing a grocery. She's like, just lie there for a moment.
My mom would have been happy.
So, wait, you're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
I lived in Clearwater, Florida, and they don't use shingles. They use these clay type of things. So you mean you have shingles on your house?
Yeah.
Like regular asphalt shingles?
Yeah, you have, like, you're talking about the Spanish tile?
Yeah, the Spanish tile, dude. It's done with, like, fucking mortar and Spanish tile. Yeah, you guys actually have Spanish tile.
Shingles here, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm, like, really far north, though, so.
Well, dude, like I said, I was in Clearwater that happened. You know, I mean, anything south of Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, all you see is the Spanish tile.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got Mikey with the tin roof.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, metals. I think it's supposed to be the best for hurricanes.
Is that what you got, Mikey? Tin roof?
No, I gotta worry about tornadoes. It's easy to replace afterwards.
fucking Mikey, dude. His fucking tin roof falls off, and he just goes up there with an aluminum can to patch it. Oh, shit, man. Guys, we've missed a lot of news since we've been back. We missed the fucking Baltimore thing, you know? I mean...
Actually pretty recent.
Well, dude, that's very recent. But I'm thinking, and I was looking at Lisa the other night, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck Cowboys and Indians. Let's play fucking cops and niggas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Wait. Yes.
You're the patriotic type, right?
I am not the patriotic type.
Do you agree with the American flag, though?
As far as what?
As far as being a symbol for what America should stand for.
Oh, man. Will wanted a short podcast. I agree. Let's put it this way. Do I agree? I agree the American flag is a symbol of everything that people have fought for. Since America has been created, invented, explored, idealism. So I agree with the flag being part of the American idea. Do I agree with 100% of the American idea? No, I don't.
Now, the reason I bring this up is because of the new viral sensation that is going on. The Eric Shepherd Challenge.
I have not heard of that.
It is where people videotape themselves.
Stomping?
Stepping on the American.
I heard about that on Rush Limbaugh this morning at work, and I didn't catch it all, so fill me in.
Basically, I don't know who started. I'm assuming it's Eric Shepherd. All I know was I had a friend of mine who's in the Air Force post on Facebook of the challenge, swearing she would beat the living shit out of anyone she found doing this.
All right, I don't agree with that, and this is why. And hear me out. I'm going to come to something even more recent as of Sunday with that shooting that happened in Texas just 3 days ago. Here's the American ideals that I agree with. One, this country was founded on a bunch of very good things, one being freedom of speech and freedom of expression. Do I agree with burning the American flag? Yes, I do. Do I think it's right? I do. Here's the thing with that. Do I think it's antagonistic? You're fucking A right, I think it's antagonistic. You know, do I agree with desecrating the American flag in any way? You know, to each their own. Does it bother me? No. I get it does bother some people. If it bothers a serviceman, I get that. You know, our service people fight every day, put their lives on the line to protect that flag, which is the idealistic way and the ideisms of America. I get that. But along with that, they're also fighting for our Constitution, right? And our service members kind of want it one way, but not the other way. Hey, we're going to fight for your constitutional rights to have freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, your Fifth Amendment, your Ninth Amendment, your 14th Amendment. We're going to fight for Americans to have all these rights and idealisms. But I'm going to get pissed when you stop on the American flag. You can't be that. I get it 100%. Am I going to burn the flag? No. Am I okay with, you know, running an American flag upside down, which is a sign of distress? Me? No, I want to, but dude, I don't want to antagonize anybody. I get it. I get why they're pissed off. I get why they're upset.
Well, see, hold on. You know, you can't. The American flag is a symbol.
So is the American eagle.
Yeah, but I mean the same thing. Like you're trying to, if you desecrate the flag, that's saying you're trying to exercise your right of freedom of speech and everything. But yet you're sitting here spitting in the face of all that it stands for.
You're not. You're not though. You're not. You're not. You take the Bible, and this is a good example. I take the Bible and burn it. Okay, that's the same as burning the American flag. I believe in America. Let's just say I don't believe in God, but for this example, let's say I believe in God. I believe in America's idealism, and I believe in the religious idealism. Me burning the Bible is no different than me burning the American flag. Tyler, this is a good point for you, you religious fucking nut. It's not it's not a different perspective. It's not, because the American flag to America is like the Bible to the church.
No. See, it wouldn't be the American flag. That would be the equivalent of burning the Constitution. See,
well,
it's supposed to be the word of God.
In the American flag represents the word and the will and the idealisms of America.
I think the symbol you'd be going for is burning the cross. Burning a cross.
Okay, all right, so let's say the cross then. So we burn the cross like they did for the black people back in the day, down where Tyler lives.
A whole lot.
Dude, you do piss a whole lot of more people off. You know, but that brings us to this one thing. Like, what happened Sunday in Texas, dude? They were having this, I don't even remember what it's called, and I just heard it today, where they were, like, taking,
contest.
Yeah, the art contest for, the fucking whatever, Allah or whatever, Muhammad. And any dictation or characterization is, you know, blasphemy of, you know, the Muhammad. But, you know, if you look at that, once again, you know, and this brings up the fact that, you know, today it came out that there are 71 ISIS people covering 15 states in America. You know, so, and this is where it comes into you stomping, where not you, but, you know, your Air Force friend getting pissed at people stomping the American flag. Listen, people, I get that we have constitutional rights that protect us. I get it's our right, freedom of expression. But why do you want to antagonize our service members by stomping, burning, desecrating the American flag? The same as you would, you know, piss off and antagonize ISIS and Muslims by desecrating Muhammad. You're asking for trouble when you do that shit. I get we have a right to do it. But at some point, it becomes antagonistic and bullying in a way, in my opinion. And being hostile towards them by doing shit like that, which I agree with, but I don't agree with, because it's just not right. But our Constitution says it is right.
I just think it's a stupid message they're trying to send. They're like expressing
it's the wrong message.
It is, but it also doesn't make much sense if you think about it, because they're exercising their right, freedom of speech. But yet they're trashing and desecrating the symbol that represents the freedom of speech.
And they have a right. And I think
It's a confusing message.
It is a if you went out away like I went away, and we all know. Hang, 1 second, and I'll let you get to that. If we all go about it the way I do, we all know I'm not a fan of America's ways. There are certain things I disagree with America. By stomping on the American flag and burning it and whatever, I'm not disrespecting our service troops. I'm not disrespecting. I'm not trying to disrespect them. I'm not trying to disrespect the people that have fought for our freedoms. What I'm trying to do is say, you know what? I don't like the way America's going. And how else can I do it? By desecrating this symbol. So I'm not disagreeing, and I'm not trying to piss off the people who fight for that and who have fought for that, who've died and been injured and whatnot. I'm saying, listen, America, I don't like the route you're taking. I don't like the direction we're going. Stop. And if it takes me stomping on an American flag to make that point, I will do that. But in the same sentence, you know, you have to let these people know why you're doing it. You just can't do it. You have to do it for the right reasons and give your examples. You know, because people will misconstrue that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I think they need to find another way to
Go ahead.
They can't because it is illegal.
It's not illegal.
It is illegal.
According to our Constitution, it's been upheld in the Supreme Court. You can desecrate the American flag as long as you do it respectfully. And I don't know how you do it respectfully. You know, I mean,
cremation of like a worn and tattered flag is like a ceremonious.
It is.
However, jumping up and down on it, going, fuck your flag, is not.
No, and I agree with you, Mikey, to disagree with you. They have to say, listen, I'm jumping on this flag not because I'm disrespecting the soldiers who fought for it, because I get they're taking it to heart. I really do. My dad's a Vietnam vet. I get it 100%. I really do. They need to do it a different way, saying, listen, this is why I'm jumping on this flag. I don't like the direction America's going. And that's, I can't explain it any better than that with you guys.
That's like me, if they're jumping up and down on the flag in front of me, that's like me walking up going, I'm not punching you in the face because you're an asshole.
No.
Face because you just.
No, dude, and that's where it comes up to where, guys, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. They're being antagonistic, and that's the wrong way to do it. It really is. You cannot, there's a way to do it without being antagonizing. You know, there's 100 ways to do it. How to do it without being antagonizing, I don't know. I'm not going to do it. We all know that I have my issues with America. In the way it's going, in the way it's been.
I think you have an issue with the corrupt.
I have an issue with the, let's put it that way, the corruption. So are these people stepping on the flag because they have an issue with corruption like I do? Well, guys, listen. The American flag, the bald eagle, the olive leaves, the olive branches, them are symbols that you really can't fuck with. You really can't. There's other ways of going about this. You know, don't do it by desecrating something that people have lost their lives with. You know, I'm watching the miniseries Turn, Washington Spies. That gives me a whole perspective on America and what has happened that we didn't learn in high school. You know, and I know it's not 100% accurate, but, you know, Lisa and I binge-watched it on Netflix, and I can't wait till next fucking Monday, dude. You know, and we'll do a podcast on this, bro. I don't care, but not tonight. It just gives you a whole new perspective of, oh my fucking God, dude. These are what people sacrificed to make it for these people to stomp on the flag. But then again, why disrespect that amendment? Why disrespect that right? Because that's what they're doing. They're disrespecting a right that was given to us. If that doesn't sound like me double talking, I'm sorry if it does. Yeah.
Well, what we believe in, it is a spit in the face to that.
I get it. Mikey, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can't shoot a bald eagle and say, oh, well, I did it to show that our American government is corrupt. You can't do that.
Right. But would you rather have them shoot the bald eagle or would you rather have them stomp on the American flag? I know neither is the answer, but if you had a choice,
jump off the bridge.
No, if you had a choice, the most symbolic piece of us is, you know, in my opinion, is the American eagle. If you look at the West or the East, like over with the ragheads and shit like that, they're looking at the flag. To America, we have our biggest two symbolic things of America are one, the eagle, and two, the flag. So if you had one of those two to desecrate, which would you desecrate?
I wouldn't desecrate.
If you had a choice, if I had a gun to your head, Mikey. You wait, if I was ISIS and I had a gun to your dad's head, which one would you choose?
I'd spit in his face.
You would die. You would die before you desecrated the eagle or the flag.
Yes.
I would not.
Other people have died.
I would not die. Because my family is more important than that flag and that eagle.
It is. But at the same time, it doesn't matter what I do. I could desecrate. ISIS isn't going to let me.
No, I'm asking. No, I mean, I just use that as a, you know, if you were forced to choose which one you did, either stomp on the American flag or shoot a bald eagle, which would you do?
I would spit in their face.
Yeah.
Right. You guys would do neither. Myself, I would be, okay, I'm shooting the eagle or stomping on the flag. Which one do you want me to do? You know, that's just me. Because I'm looking saying, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice. I'm not going to sacrifice for America. I'm not going to sacrifice for the flag or the eagle. I'm going to sacrifice for my family. Because my family is more important than that eagle, that flag, that olive branch. My family is more important than anybody who has ever died in this country for that, for my rights. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of guess that's where they're going, but it's still wrong because even me doing that, I'm antagonizing people. And I don't mean to do it, but there are people... I'm voicing my opinion, but I'm doing it in an antagonistic way, and I get how service... No, I get it. Yes, I am. No, I am antagonizing somebody. I am antagonizing... No, listen. You still are.
Opinion, and there will be people disagree.
Thank you, Will. There are, because I'm antagonizing the people that have fought for this country and saying, listen, dude, take a bullet in the head. We take a bullet every day. So you're not going to take a bullet? No, I'm not. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to take a bullet for this country.
All right. You're trying to say holding, like, if someone was holding a gun to your head, you had that choice. You're not being antagonistic at that point.
No, at that point, I'm saying, fuck you, America. I'm more worried about myself.
That's different to the people who are actually choosing of their free will to disrespect the symbol of their free will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got you. I follow that. I can agree with that.
See, and I disagree with what they're doing. Now, you were talking about they're voicing they're exercising their right to freedom of speech. Now, I would fight and die for that, but they really need to find a different way to fucking get off themselves and keep it.
No, they definitely need to find a different way, because...
Our Constitution gives us the right to petition and basically change anything, assuming the country wants to. If you can get enough people to go, yes, this change is important, it'll happen.
You'll never have that, though. You'll never have that in America. You never will. There's too many opinions.
All these people over here trying to be dipshits.
They do. Doing it the wrong way.
The fucking border shooting each other.
Right, they're doing it.
At each other, arguing the same thing. And killing each other in the process like idiots.
Right, instead of coming to an agreement...
That actually matters, and, like, doing something, you know, other than just being a dickhead.
Right. And I agree with that.
Wait, Tyler, what's your opinion on this? You've been really quiet this whole time.
I'm totally zoned out.
You're zoned out?
Really, you wanted to do a podcast with me tonight, and you're fucking zoning out.
He's like 90% of America right now.
He is.
I feel like the real reason people are, like, doing all this stuff, like, stepping on the flags and everything, is that they don't really understand the issues, like, bigger than them, and they're just looking for a scapegoat.
Dude, I think they understand the issues.
So.
Oh, I got fired from my job. I blame the government.
Yeah.
All
right.
When they posted their video, it said, the military that is getting mad at me for this, the military men and women, are brainwashed by the government.
They're not brainwashed by the government. They're not. You know who's brainwashed by the government? Our fucking kids in K through 8 who are standing up every day to the Pledge of Allegiance. Them are the motherfuckers being brainwashed. They do it in high school.
Brainwashed?
You're not, but they're brainwashing our kids every day by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They really are.
Why do you say that?
Dude, wait. If they don't do it, they're gonna get bullied. They're gonna get picked on. Dude, Trin gets bullied. Trust me. Here's the issue I have with the Pledge of Allegiance. I am all good for the Pledge of Allegiance. The issue I have is God. And the second issue I have is I pledge. Dude, listen. You're asking somebody under the age of 18 to pledge themselves to the United States of America when they don't even understand what it is about. That's like, listen, I'm going to marry the government, and that's what it's about. And that's exactly what the Pledge of Allegiance is. I am solemn to the American government. I agree with everything it does. I agree with everything it says. And they should not do that. I understand that you need to...
Hey, anything about having to agree with this.
It does. I pledge allegiance, dude. It means I pledge my allegiance, which means my solidarity, my life, my liberty to the United States of America. Does Canada have a pledge of Canada? Of course not. No, they don't.
Probably.
They don't have a prayer in the morning. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance is.
And it's trying to teach the younger kids to respect their...
They have a right not to respect the country, though.
Can
you get my chew? Thank you very much for making my point right then and there for me, Mikey. You just fought my battle. Thank you.
Clay, did you or did you not go into the school and say, I don't want Trin saying the Pledge of Allegiance and make a deal out?
I cannot do that because Lisa said, Trin's already getting picked on enough. Why do you want her getting picked on even more?
Hang on. All right, see, now, that is not so much of, like, it shouldn't be her issue. It should be someone who's standing around her who has this balls to stand up and say, hey, fuck you. If she doesn't want to do it, I may not agree that she doesn't do the pledge. Fuck you.
Listen, we haven't been in grade school in how long? Grade schools right now are grade school, right? Tyler, you're the closest one in school. Kids in school right now, I'm fucking 39 years old. I'm the oldest of all of us. Yes, fuck you. Listen, hang on.
I got a fucking award because I would do that.
You would do that, but you know what? Up here in New England, they don't do that. We are more...
From Michigan.
We are even up here... Dude, you don't understand. It's hard to explain. Like, we are so American up here. It's unreal. Like, we are toothless... Pot smoking, beer drinking, rum guzzling, fucking liberty standing motherfuckers up here, dude. You do not stand against America where I am at. We are the fucking Yankees. We are the motherfuckers that fucked you all up in the South. And we are the motherfuckers that fucked the British up. You do not desecrate that shit up here. And kids now are, dude,
saying the pledge.
They are fucking vicious, dude, up here.
No, see, that is, they're misguided. They're not really American. Like, look, they're not, alright. They're misguided and attacking someone when they're ignorant.
Well, no, and that's what they...
But yeah, they're trying to stamp on someone else's freedom.
They are, but tell a sixth grader that in a rich town where you're not rich.
I'd tell any little shit that, though.
You would, but Trinity is so worried about what other kids think of her that I don't want to get... We'll save that for another podcast, too, to make it short. But, yeah, I've had that conversation. And, you know, we will save that for another podcast.
She's a young girl, too. I mean...
She's very influential, and she has her issues. And, they're like, we had the testing up here. Tyler, you took it. Yeah, I actually went into, and we'll save that for another podcast too. I don't want to go into it on this one because that's another long one. But I went into Trin school and I fought against testing and laid out my constitutional rights and shit like that. Oh, Maverick's being a little bitch. And yeah, I know, huh? And I went to school and fought for her, and she didn't get picked on, but the kids are asking her a whole lot of questions, you know, and it makes her.
say my dad said...
Exactly, but Trinity's not that person because she actually gives a fuck what people think about her. And it's like, Trent, don't care what other people think about you. Just care about yourself.
She's a younger girl.
She is.
Very many girls or women in general get really over the fact that, like, you know, till they're way older, it's like, oh, I still kind of care about what people think about.
Exactly. So that's, you know...
I'm really young, not to really give a shit.
Well, we're guys. We can get away with that.
Yeah. But, no, see, this is... This is another thing. Like, I don't agree with someone that they're, like, 100% as patriotic as some might claim if they're going to stamp on someone else's freedoms. See, like, I may not agree with what someone says, but I will defend, fight, and die for their fucking freedom to say it, you know?
Right.
That, like, I would fight someone who's trying to cut off another guy's head because he didn't agree with it. Like, that's not right.
Right.
Like, showing lack of respect for other people like me, the service people in general, you know, like, most of them are probably the same way because they're in the service. They do they're there to defend your freedoms for that. And showing them a disrespect in any way, like the flag or, have you ever heard of that stolen valor shit?
Yes, I have.
Also, that's fucking stupid. Like, all of that, that's just a spit in the face to everything that they fight for and that they believe in.
Right.
You know, that's...
No, I get you. I get it. I get it. Yeah. You know, I understand it. You know, it's just fucked. It really is. Because this country's come a long way since I was you guys' age. You know, I think it's me, Mikey, Will, and Tyler being the baby. And Tyler, you got a rude awakening, dude. You're graduating in, what, 3 weeks, bro? 2 weeks? Something like that? You got a rude fucking awakening, bro, of what America's really about. I mean, you think you've learned shit. You know, I mean, I put that thing on Facebook. You know, we actually had 8 presidents before George Washington, but you will never read about them motherfuckers. Do you understand that now?
No.
Okay. We had, Lisa and I had this conversation. Will, sorry, this isn't going to be a short podcast. I love you. Call your friends, tell them you're going to be late. It's not going to be that long, though. It's not.
I'm really stuck on the fact that you said you lived through a president.
I didn't live through a president, you fuck. I'm not that old. Listen, there was eight presidents before General George Washington, okay? The reason you don't hear about them presidents is why, Lisa? Because General George Washington was the first president under our Constitution.
Then he was the first fucking...
No, he was not. He was the first president under the constitutional United States, not of the United States.
Because there was no constitution.
No, it doesn't matter. We became the United States in 1778.
No.
Yes. We did not become the United States in 1776 because it was never signed until 1778.
No, the Declaration was signed.
We were the United Colony before that.
And then the Articles of Confederation.
Right, so he was, Lisa, George Washington was what, the first president under what?
Our Constitution.
Right, and then John...
See, I don't know the name.
See, the motherfucker before him that we were talking about.
I have no idea.
Lisa and I looked it up, because everybody that's going to listen to this, I want you to actually Google who is the actual legit president. And George Washington is not the legit president of the United States.
Because we weren't the United States at the
time. George Washington was... Oh, hang on.
Under the Article of Confederation,
that's where the first 8 presidents were. So the first 8 presidents were under the Articles of Confederation. But we were the United States before the Declaration was signed. No, we were the United States, and a French fucking general said that himself.
After the Civil War.
So yeah, look that fucking shit up. Bastards. I was right on that, motherfucker. Dude.
Just because some crazy-ass French drunk bastard agrees with...
Dude.
we were the United Colonies of New England, and then we were the United States of North America, and then we were the United States.
We were the United States in 1719. We were the fucking United States in 1778. Well before... Well be... well before George Washington was president. The only reason
United States
we were
United Colonies. They were the presidents of the United Colonies.
Okay.
They were called the presidents of the Congress of the Confederation. They weren't of the United States.
Well, still.
It was a different system of government.
President of the United States.
But look at when the United States was...
It was a different, totally different system of government.
Right, but still, he was still not the first president.
He was the first president of the United States.
He was the first president under the Constitution. The Constitution did... No, we became the United States with the Declaration of Independence. So, I'm not even drunk. I'm not even close to drunk. So, dude, how about this nigger in fucking Baltimore?
We need to bring back the duck noises.
No, fuck the duck noises.
How about this quack in Baltimore?
Dude, I've been stoking on Baltimore. Because, you know, I just don't understand. Did you guys watch? Baltimore is still there, dude.
Elton Crab, yeah.
They are just as bad as Ferguson. And all these people jump to conclusions before the evidence is there. Just like America has a right to do. You know, this poor black guy had a reason to be shot. Had a reason to be arrested. I get it. But because our laws in America say he can't do this, he can't do that. All these other black people stabbing a fucking hose while they're trying to put out a fire, riding like a motherfucker's. Listen, you all are animals. You're going about this the wrong way. Do not stomp on the American flag. Do not burn shit down. There's a thing called peacefully assembling. That is what's protected under the Constitution, monkeys.
Here's the problem with peaceful protesting. Is when you get enough people together, it only takes a few people to start the rioting because there's something neat called the mob mentality.
Mob, dude, thank you, Mikey. That's an awesome thing right there, mob mentality.
When a group of people in the larger group start doing something, the rest of them start, like, funneling in.
Yeah. Burning buildings, raping, pillaging.
A lot of this signals from some of it is ignorant. The other part of it is from people who are
Hey, look, I'm going to loot this while they're doing something. They're burning down a hospital over there.
There's also people in there that had agendas in it. They were like, they were there to cause problems. They knew how to work.
What did they call them? They called them pro-antagonists or something like that. I don't know what they called them, but it was fucked. I was like up three nights in a row watching this shit saying, guys, listen, I know this is America. I know you have a right to protest, but you are all going about it the wrong way. Listen, listen, black people. Listen, niggers. And I am calling you fucking niggers because you all are fucking niggers. Listen, stop. You've been freed since I don't know how long.
Oh, wow. This is good.
But wait. Who gives a fuck? Listen, you want the truth? White people were the first slaves ever. Do you see us holding a fucking grudge when a cop shoots a white guy? No, that motherfucker deserved to get shot. Listen, black people, you don't want to get shot? Stop fucking running. It's called, you run, you're guilty. Don't blame it on your color. You know, white guy runs, oh, it's Casper, leave him alone. Fucking black guy runs, really? California raisin, shoot him, turn him fucking whatever, dude. I don't get it. Black people, stop fucking running. You stop running, you won't get shot. White guys run? Dude, there's an issue if white guy runs, you shoot him. Black guy runs, really? Come on. Oh, we're scared of the cops. We're being profiled. Because you're fucking running. Don't run. Don't fucking run.
They think white people don't get profiled.
We get profiled. I get profiled.
See, all right, now, this is the community thinks every white male will go post them. Randomly, we'll just decide to get up and start shooting people.
Yeah.
Well, see, a lot of this is getting around them, I think. Like, ignorance. See, a lot, but majority of...
Niggers? Say it. Niggers? Niggers?
Because,
come on, Will.
A lot of them are white, ignorant, and racist. And that's the thing that they do not willingly accept. Like, a lot of them are.
They are.
Not all of them, again. But a lot of them are, and it's because they're ignorant. They don't take the time, or they probably don't even care. You know, they don't really give a fuck.
Right. They don't. They don't.
Dare to play the victim.
And that's the difference between a nigger and a colored person. I will love a colored person all day long.
Super offensive, but...
They're not, no. Okay. You take a colored person, and a colored person is a black man busting his ass every day like we are, supporting his family, living by the American rules, doing the American thing. The niggers are what you saw burning down that CVS, fucking looting, fucking stabbing holes in a fucking fire hose trying to put out a fire. Them are fucking niggers, dude. And you can't tell me they ain't.
I can, Clay, because you want to know why? Because it's not just black people.
I didn't see no white people down there stabbing fucking fire hoses, Mikey.
No, but the original definition of nigger is an ignorant person.
Well, I guess I'm a nigger.
Black, Mexican.
That's true.
No matter what fucking color you are. If you're ignorant, yes. You're a nigger.
Right, so...
That's another thing. There are just as many...
So you white nigger. So I guess nigger's not offensive, though.
The black culture is black ignorant.
Wait, hang on. Lisa! You fucking...
it's all ignorance, and that's what leads to all
it is
misunderstanding and a lot of violence.
It does. Like, that is, and black people play, dude, black people will not, I don't know what it is with black people, and I agree with stereotyping 100%, because
anyone in their shoes, it's not just black people, anyone in their shoes, if you are given the opportunity to play the victim,
you will, you will. You know, you got the up-class white people, like us four, and we are all white, and we're all up-class, and there's nothing shady about us. Well, there's a little bit of shadiness about us, but we're not the white people that you stereotype. You know, there are your white people are the heroin users, the drug dealers, the human traffickers. Them are the motherfuckers that get stereotyped.
When I think of a guy that's like in a basement. With cans, and he's sitting there like on a beanbag made out of the cans, sitting on his computer.
Dude, believe it or not, Mikey has all his teeth, and Mikey is a very good-looking guy. Mikey's actually better-looking than myself, believe it or not. I know what you look... No, wait, I know what Mikey looks like, and I consider myself a pretty good-looking guy. I consider Will a pretty good-looking guy. Tyler, you just fucking... I'm not even going there with you. You know, but we got, you know, I'm telling you right now, if four of us walk into a bar, Tyler's getting raped by Grandpa.
What?
Yeah. And we walk into a bar, dude, I can guarantee you, Mikey's the motherfucker that has all the strippers going to him. I guarantee, and he's as broke as a fucking black man.
Got
10K? I'm telling you, dude, Mikey's a good looking guy.
Where do I put this can at?
Fucking Mikey's trying to stuck the can up her ass waiting for coins to fall out her twat. I see Mikey walking into a strip joint with a bag full of fucking tin cans. 5 cent deposit.
I'm gonna make a hail in this bitch. Funk.
Oh, fuck. Mikey walking in playing Uptown Funk. I'm sorry, Mikey. We had to pick on you for a minute, bro.
It's okay. You need a pimp cane to go with.
Yeah, you do.
can tops or, the little fuck of the cup. Drawing a blank now. Just crunch up a can into a ball.
There you go.
As the top. Ball is blank. There you go.
Oh, fucking balling. Hey, dude, so I'm talking to fucking Tyler today on the phone about our shit. And he goes, I gotta go. I'm like, what, you ain't got time to talk to me? He goes, no, I'm in church.
I went to my youth group, and we weren't starting yet.
You were actually in church for your fucking youth group?
What?
My youth group was...
Wait. Are you Catholic?
No.
Catherine's make so many jokes about that, dude.
So here's the most important question. Tyler, do you have a girlfriend yet?
Yes.
Have you gotten laid yet?
Almost.
What do you mean? Wait. Let Clay handle this. I got this.
Oh, God.
I got this.
I should have said no.
I got this. Clay's got this. Now...
It's all side boob.
Now, what's first base to you, Tyler?
person that likes kissing.
Okay. We'll go with that. What's second base?
I don't know.
What do you think second base would be?
I don't know.
What do you think third base is?
I don't know.
What's a home run?
All the way?
What's a grand slam?
What's more than all the way?
Up the ass, bro.
I was going to say twice around the game.
That works, too. So your first base is kissing, so you kissed a chick. Yeah. That's not first base. Have you felt her up outside of her clothes?
Yeah.
Have you put your hand between her pants and her panties?
Yeah.
Have you put your hand between her panties and her skin?
Yeah.
Have you touched her coochie hair?
Yeah.
All right, you've managed it. Have you touched her boob? Wait. Have you touched her boobs?
Yeah.
You have made it to third base.
Okay. I'm getting really pedophilic really fast.
Dude, I'm trying to describe to a young man the basis. So you've made it to third base, my friend.
Okay.
So you're doing pretty good for a weird-looking motherfucker who gets into his pajamas at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
What?
Dude, the motherfucker Snapchats me. He Snapchats me at 5 o'clock and says, no, he's fucking sitting back with his fucking four eyes and his fucking John Travolta hairdo and his fucking plaid pajamas saying, yep, 5 o'clock in the afternoon in my pajamas. Yeah, I shit you not. And I can't even forward it to you guys because Snapchat has this picture thing, 15-second rule. You know, I couldn't even fucking send it to you guys if I wanted to.
Pajamas at 5 is a late day for me.
See, right there, motherfuckers, in his pajamas, you need to get a job. It's the American way.
I applied in a couple places.
Like where?
A hotel.
Okay, doing what?
Front desk.
All right. You haven't applied at your church?
It's not just like a full-time job that you get.
Tyler, I'm sure the priest there thinks you have a pretty mouth, too.
Not even a priest.
What is he? A father?
That's Catholic.
Okay. What is he?
Pastor.
Okay, why don't you go see your pastor? Say, I got a pretty mouth.
No.
I bet you he can make you school.
Tyler, the thing you sent me a little while ago, the damn autocorrect, does that happen to you often?
No.
Damn autocorrect?
So he sends me a gift of this dude at, like, a computer, right? And the guy gets a text message, and he picks it up, and it's from, it, like, Hey Bay, or, like, The Bay, or some shit like that, right? And, it's like, hi, babe, like, I'm horny, you know, come on over, or whatever, and he's, like, coming, and as he sends it, like, an autocorrect sign, it says, sorry, I prefer cock.
I prefer cock.
Picture of the dude, back to his face, and he's kind of like, oh, he's like, no. And it, like, cuts off the gif.
So, Tyler, you prefer cock?
No.
Cock of some young guy?
Just...
You too, Boku?
Oh, man. That's how I picture, like, Tyler sending, like, all these girls. I'm like, hey, Tyler.
Dude, I wish our listeners...
I'm a little horny. He's like, sorry, I prefer cock. I'm like, no, I'm just saying I'm coming. And they're like, no, it's too late.
I wish our fucking listeners could see a picture of Tyler. But I can't put it up there because he's still a minor. But, yeah, imagine, I don't know, Justin Bieber. So Tyler looks like Justin Bieber. With with Mayfield behind him, fucking him up the ass. Have you guys seen that Facebook photo going around?
Yeah.
It's Tyler. I gotta find that and send it to Tyler. Can you send that to Tyler? Or do you have it on your Facebook to do that?
I might.
Alright, if you have it, send it to Tyler. Because that definitely looks like Tyler. I have it on my Facebook somewhere.
Clay, do you have a smartphone?
I have an Android.
Alright, sweet. I'm just gonna do that. Thank you. It's like, sorry, I prefer cock.
Dude, Jessica takes as many pictures of her dog as fucking Chris does. It's disturbing.
It's the baby.
Dude, that she's got some nice tits. Sorry, Jess. Sorry, Chris.
I really do like how we're having a nice political conversation, and now we're talking about how Tyler likes it up the ass.
Dude, listen. Will started it.
What? I started it.
Will started it.
How did I start it?
Same reason you started Westgate and all them accidents being a truck driver. You didn't see that whole conversation? Tyler got in on that conversation.
But, yeah.
No, I'll read it to you. Mikey, how's your dad doing?
As well as he can.
All right, good.
Has anyone seen the new Avengers movie?
No, fuck Avengers. I haven't seen that yet.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I think I had to deal with the Hulk.
What?
I didn't have to deal with the Hulk. It was fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah. Like, Tony Stark sitting there punching the face like, go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that was
fun. All right, guys. This is a good show. We'll see you guys in a month. We will be changing, this is going on podcast, within the next month we will be changing to a new web server and a new podcast server, so please stay tuned. Alright guys, man.
Keep in touch if you want to hear Clay ramble about nonsense!
Keep in touch if you want to all hear us, man. This is a good show. Alright, good night, guys.